Wow, we certainly got the truth today, didn't we? Amen. It came out, and there was an awful lot in there, but I won't be speaking on the Torah, I'll be speaking out of Acts. So let us pray for the word. Abba Father, we just thank you and praise you for this day and for the word that you've given me. We pray, Abba Father, that you will open the eyes of all those and open the hearts to see wondrous things from your word today. And may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be acceptable in your presence, Yehovah, because you are my rock and my redeemer. And I ask this in Yeshua's precious name. Amen. Well, I'm going to be speaking out of Acts 3:3-16. And I've titled my message that faith... We need faith that the world sees. We all have faith, but we need a faith so strong that the world will see it. And as you know, we're in this world and not of this world, as I keep telling you, but we do not think as the world thinks. Our worldview is totally different to this world's. And it's getting further and further away from this world with what's being pushed down is through the media, through everything you see today. So my aim today is to allow you to judge your own level of faith or trust in Yehovah. Now, faith and trust, in my opinion, are two words that mean the exact same thing. They're synonymous. Your faith is the amount of trust you have. And so it is by you being your judge that you can make whatever changes are necessary. It's not for me to judge anyone. It's not for any other minister to judge other people. You have to get to a stage where you can judge yourselves and what you need to change. So let us have a look at that second slide, please. Okay, it says in Acts 3:13-16, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak and Yaakov, the Elohim of our fathers, has glorified his servant Yeshua. The same Yeshua you handed over and disowned before Pilate, even after he had decided to release him. You denied the holy and the innocent one, and instead asked for the reprieve of a murderer. You killed the author of life, but Elohim has raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses. And it is through putting trust or faith in his name that has given strength to this man whom you see and know. Yes, it is the trust that comes through Yeshua which has given him this perfect healing in the presence of you all. This is where we are blessed, because we have Yeshua in our lives, and our trust is in him. Now, I want to now go to Acts 3 and 2, which they were talking about. They're talking about the crippled man who was at the gate beautiful. In Acts 3:2, a man crippled since birth was being carried in. Every day, people used to put him at the beautiful gate of the temple so that he could beg from those going into the temple court. Now, the crippled man at the temple gate was a common sight for anyone who regularly came to the temple. This man had been crippled from birth, and it seemed he was destined to a life of begging for money. But that all changed when Caiaphas exercised the gift of faith, and Yehovah worked a miracle of healing. What a shock it was to the people gathered in the temple when this man came dancing and praising Yah in their midst. They recognized him as the one who sat at the gate Could it be true? Probably rubbed their eyes in disbelief and looked again, astonished at what they were seeing. If you see a person in a certain position, sitting at a gate, and then all of a sudden that person is standing in front of you, you see them in a different point of view. Instead of looking down on them, you're looking eye to eye with them, and therefore your mind can make doubts as to whether that's actually that person that was in the gate that you'd always seen. Maybe you've got to go outside and double check, because you're looking at them from a different perspective. So they looked again. They were astonished at what they were seeing. Before their eyes, they could see faith in action. Later, the two Talmudim would be called into question before the Jewish leadership. And these leaders were not concerned so much with the message that they had preached, but with the miracle that had been done in front of their eyes. They could deny the message, but they couldn't deny the miracle. And is what we call faith that the world sees. We have to allow people to see the miracle of Yeshua in our lives. Now, the gift of faith is special. It's a supernatural faith. It's given as Yehovah wants through the Ruach HaKodesh's will, and only after someone has received immersion in the Ruach HaKodesh or Holy Spirit. We see it in action in times of danger, sickness, accidents, or in any situation that seems impossible. That's when the gift of faith comes into being. It causes us to believe that Yehovah will do it. Through the gift of faith, Yehovah is able to break all barriers. And this is more than just ordinary faith. We all have faith to believe in Yeshua. But have we got the faith for other things? Have we got the faith to step out on the water like Kepha did? A type of faith that is needed to move mountains. And the moving confidence that Yehovah is going to act in a specific situation. This type of faith gives that moving confidence. And this was referred to by both Yeshua and Sha'ul. Can we go to the next slide in Matthew, please? In Matthew 17:20, he said to them, "Because you have such little trust or faith, yes, I tell you that you have trust as tiny as a mustard seed, you will be able to say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Indeed, nothing will be impossible for you." And in Matthew 21:21, Yeshua answered them, saying, "Yes, I tell you, if you have trust or faith and don't doubt, you will not only do what was done to this fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Go and throw yourself into the sea,' it will be done." Next slide, please. In 1 Corinthians 13:2. Sha'ul is saying, "I may have the gift of prophecy. I may fathom all mysteries, knowing all things, have all faith, enough to move mountains. But if I lack love, I'm nothing." He is saying he has that faith, enough to move mountains. And no one went through more than what Sha'ul did. Lee Stone King, in his book on spiritual gifts, states, "It is a miraculous instantaneous touch of abundant faith which surpasses all reason, looks impossibilities in the face, and turns them into miracles." We must expect a miracle. Keep in mind that every miracle begins with an impossibility. The impossibility has to be there before the miracle can take place. But I'm sorry to inform you that not every spirit-filled believer is promised this gift. In 1 Corinthians 12, 8 to 9, it says, to one through the Ruach is given the word of wisdom, to another a word of knowledge in accordance with the same Ruach, to another faith by the same Ruach, and to another gifts of healing by the one Ruach. So there's different gifts and they're separate from the standard. These are supernatural gifts. The gift of faith is given as the Ruach wills. It is one of the three power gifts. It allows us to act like Yehovah acts. Often evangelists are used in the power gifts because they bring a demonstration of the power of Yehovah. This comes with a great testimony of what Yah can do and can be very effective in bringing sinners into the kingdom united with Yeshua HaMashiach. But the gift of faith is closely related to the working of miracles. Now, someone coming to salvation isn't a miracle in most cases. It's a decision by that person. But a healing is totally different. And the gift of faith and the gift of healing often go hand in hand because they're related to miracles. However, the gift of faith receives, while the other two gifts are more active. The gift of faith receives the miracle, but the working of miracle performs the miracle. Do you understand what I'm saying? Where the other two, the gift of healing and the gift of knowledge, the gift of wisdom, they are separate. But the gift of healing has to come, and the gift of faith is a receiving thing. The gift of faith receives the miracle, but the working of the miracle is coming through that gift. The gift of faith is the greatest of the three power gifts, and it's because of its supernatural faith that the other two gifts can be used. So we see this type of faith in the following examples. Two old people have a baby boy, Avraham and Sarah. Sarah was past childbearing age but still believed Yehovah would give them a son. Faith stood still. It stood still waiting for the miracle to happen. It actually stood still for 25 years. But the gift of faith can cause us to see a supernatural blessing. The last night in the tomb, the raising of Lazarus, took the gift of faith to quicken his dead body. The working of miracles was also present, as well as the gift of healing. The gift of faith can enable us to see the dead raised. And then, of course, as I said earlier, the boat rocks on stormy sea. On the stormy sea of Galilee, Yeshua exercised the gift of faith and the working of miracles when he quieted the raging storm. The gift of faith can provide us with personal protection. And there's also other news flashes from the Old Testament. Minister Sean showed us last Shabbat in the stories of the three Hebrew men, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, being thrown into the fiery furnace. That was a miracle, that they came out completely unscathed. Then, of course, we know Daniel's story, overnight trip into the lion's den. And the case of Shaul being bitten by a snake. We see faith in action as he shakes the snake off and it falls into the fire. And through his faith, he believed Yehovah's word and did not suffer any evil effects. Eliyahu was fed by a raven during the time of famine. Elisha used this type of faith in the story of the lady who went into the oil business when she went around collecting all the vessels and then filled them up. And she saw faith in action. The gift of faith provides for the supplying of our needs. But we have to activate that faith. We have to believe for it. We have to know, like we know, like we know, that Yehovah can bring it about. We can't just sit by and wait for it to happen. In waves of fear, faith can arise. Saul exercised the gift of faith when he said in Acts 27:25, "Men, take heart, for I trust Yehovah and believe that what I have been told will come true." Saul said this in the face of probable shipwreck due to a 14-night storm. And he tells us in Galatians 3:5, "What about Yehovah who supplies you with the ruach and works miracles among you? Does he do it because of your legalistic observance of Torah commands? Or because you trust or have faith in what you heard and are faithful to it?" To me, Shaul is saying, we can see people receive the immersion in the Ruach HaKodesh through eyes of faith. Supernatural faith also allows us to cast out evil spirits or demons that attack us daily. It should be noted that ordinary faith can do this, but you really need to take hold of your supernatural faith to make sure they're gone for good. In Mark 16 and 17, it says, "These signs will accompany those who do trust or have faith. In my name, they will drive out demons." So I'm not telling you anything that word hasn't told me. We were once blind, but through the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, we can now see. As we survey the Gospels, we see Yeshua often heal the blind, people that could not see. In the Tanakh, we do not find the prophets and the Kohanim healing the blind. There is not one record of the prophets or the Kohanim or the Kohen HaGadol healing the blind. The healing of the blind was the ministry to be performed by the Messiah. That's how we were to know he was the Messiah. And can we go to Yeshayahu 29:17-18? "In but a little while Lebanon will be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field regarded as a forest, on that day the deaf will hear the words of a book, out of a gloom, and darkness the eyes of the blind will see." Just in case they didn't get the message, Yeshayahu repeated it himself, in chapter 35 and verse 5. And he says, "The eyes of the blind will be opened and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped." In one situation, Yeshua healed a blind man who later was questioned by the religious rulers. He couldn't identify much about Yeshua, but there was one thing he did understand. He testified, "I once was blind and now I see." With the changing of the mindset of the world today, we are going to need to activate our faith and trust in Yehovah to a higher level. Let us begin to release the power of Yehovah in our lives and show the faith that the world can see. Because, as they say, believing is seeing. They don't, do they? They actually say seeing is believing. But they've got it wrong. Let's go to Acts 3:16, where I started. "It is through putting trust in his name and that his name has given strength to this man whom you see and know." Yes, it is a trust that comes through Yeshua, which has given him this perfect healing in the presence of you all. Now you've all heard, I'm sure, this story before, but I'm going to repeat it. It was told to me when I was a young child, and I've never forgotten it. It's always been in my mind, and it's something that I actually read it in a book, and I've been able to picture it, so it's very clear to me. But a man hung a cable across a wide expanse of a waterfall. He was able to walk across and back without falling into the depths below. So next he walked back and forth pushing a wheelbarrow. And to everyone's surprise, he was able to achieve that without any difficulty at all. The watching people, of course, burst into applause. The story reveals that a 5-year-old boy was standing nearby. The man looked at the boy and asked, "Boy, I'm going to push this wheelbarrow back across the rope. Do you believe that I can do it?" "Oh yes," said the boy with confidence. "You mean that you have that type of faith in me that you really believe that I can do it?" "Oh yes, I really do," responded the little boy. "Okay, my son, jump in the wheelbarrow and let me push you across." That was a different story. The boy refused to get into the wheelbarrow. "We also believe that Yehovah can do some tremendous miracles until he asks us to get inside the wheelbarrow as he crosses dangerous zones. It's during these times that we must trust him to push us to the other side. We have to remember that he knows the end from the beginning. We have to trust him with everything we've got. The older we get, the harder it is. Children are much easier in their faith and much easier to trust. And this is so much like the Bible account of Yeshua telling his close friends in Luke 22 to 24. One day Yeshua got into a boat with his Talmudim and said to them, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they set out, and as they were sailing, he fell asleep. A windstorm came down on the lake, so the boat began to fill up with water, putting them in great danger. They went and woke him, saying, "Rabbi, Rabbi, we're about to die." They're in a boat with Yeshua and they're about to die. Sometimes I wondered what was in those Talmudim's head. They didn't trust enough. As they were sailing on the lake, a great storm came, and the Talmudim was so afraid that they had to wake Yeshua. There was no faith being shown here, and yet they were living, eating, drinking, walking with Yeshua. But the thing that was missing was they were still not filled with the Ruach HaKodesh. That didn't come until after. They still didn't have the Ruach HaKodesh. They couldn't have that level of faith that they needed. In Luke 24b to 25a, it says, "He, Yeshua, woke up, rebuked the wind and the rough water, and they calmed down so that it was still. Then he said to the Talmudim, 'Where is your trust, or where is your faith?' Yeshua rebuked the storm and it became calm. Before we can understand where our faith is, we must understand what faith is. The word faith or trust is found twice in the Tanakh and 245 times in the Ketuvah HaShelekim. No wonder they didn't have much faith. Biblical definition of faith is found in Messianic Jews, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. It's one of those things that when you first become a believer, you memorize. And trusting is being confident in what we hope for, convinced about things we do not see. Now, I'm one of the worst persons to speak a bit to about that, because unless I've seen it, I can't visualize it. I cannot visualize anything I haven't seen. But I have never, ever had problems in trusting Yehovah. Because it's him that gives me that faith. But I can't picture things. I can't read between lines, and I can't picture things I haven't seen. I just have no comprehension of it. But this chapter in Hebrews gives many examples of biblical faith put into practice by people mentioned throughout the scriptures. In fact, most of you will know that Messianic Jews or Hebrews 11 is commonly referred to as the faith chapter. And the characters mentioned in this chapter are sometimes recognized as faith's hall of fame. In each example, faith shaped the way and they looked at their future. And this should encourage us to realize that we can be sure of what we hope for and convinced of what we cannot see. As we read in Second Corinthians 5:7, for if we live by trust, not by what we see. The scripture makes it clear that the righteous shall live by faith. And I'll start with the Tanakh in Habakkuk is the way I pronounce it. Look at the proud. He is inwardly not upright. But the righteous will attain life through trusting faithfulness. In Romans 1 verse 17, for in it is revealed how Yehovah makes people righteous in his sight. From beginning to end, it is through trust or faith, as the Tanakh puts it. But the person who is righteous will live his life by trust. And in Galatians 3:11, now it is evident that no one comes to be declared righteous by Yehovah through legalism, that is, legalistically observing Torah. Since the person who is righteous will attain life by trusting and being faithful. And in Messianic Jews, Hebrews 10 and verse 38, but the person who is righteous will live his life by trusting, and if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. We have to remember that one, don't we? There are those that say, like Doubting Thomas, I'll never believe until I see it. However, the truth is, we will never see it until we believe it. Yah desires for us to believe and have faith, which is the evidence of things not seen. Many say, and of course the world view is, seeing is believing. And as I said earlier, we are in the world, but not of the world. So according to the word of Yehovah, believing is seeing. Faith does not have to see before it believes. It counts the things done that it asks from Yehovah. Through this type of faith, we receive all our needs in life, both physical, spiritual, everything, financial, material. And as I said a couple of weeks ago, once you've asked Yah, then begin to activate your faith by thanking him for it, even though you cannot see it in the natural. J. Oswald Sanders wrote 3 books on spiritual maturity. One of his quotes on faith is, faith enables the believing soul to treat the future as present and the invisible as seen. Did you know that faith has eyes? Let us look at it again in case you missed it. In Messianic Jews, Hebrews 11:1, trusting is being confident of what we hope for, convinced of things we do not see. Men of faith were men in the Tanakh who were not given the immersion in the Ruach HaKodesh, but trusted Yah to the nth degree. They trusted him with everything. They trusted him with their lives. Noach built the ark before it had ever rained on this earth. He built the boat in the middle of dry land. He acted on something he couldn't see. As a result, his family was saved and all others were lost. Avraham believed he would be the father before his wife ever got pregnant at an old age. This was after he left his homeland, not even knowing where he was going. He just trusted the one who said for him to go. It was by faith that the children of Jehovah walked through the Sea of Suf. When the Egyptians tried it, they drowned. Moshe had the children of Yah sprinkle blood on the doorposts so that the death angel would not touch them. And this was by faith. Faith is confidence or the trust we have that something is going to happen. It is life-shaping, not changing, but shaping attitude toward Yehovah as the supplier of all our needs. One day Yeshua came to his Talmudim walking on the water, and Kepha requested Yeshua that he come and walk on the water also. So when Yeshua said come, and Kepha took the step of faith and started walking on the water, that was a tremendous miracle. But then he heard the wind around him, and it was boisterous. He became afraid and started to sink. He did not keep his eyes on Yeshua and put out everything that was in the natural around him. In Matthew 14:30-31, it says, when he saw the wind, he became afraid, and as he began to sink, he yelled, Adonai, save me. Yeshua immediately stretched out his hand, took hold of him and said, such little trust, why did you doubt? And Avraham, as we've said before, is an excellent example of faith. Even though he was not perfect and went ahead of Yah in quest of his son, in Romans 4 it says he was never weak in faith. He did not waver through unbelief and did not consider his old age or his wife. He was strong in faith and was fully persuaded that Yehovah had the power to do what he had promised. Can we have the next slide? In Romans 4:1-3 it says, then what should we say, Avraham, our forefather, obtained by his own efforts? For if Avraham came to be considered righteous by Yehovah because of legalistic observances, then he has something to boast about. But this is not how it was before Yehovah. But what does the Tanakh say? Avraham put his trust in Yehovah, and it was credited to his account as righteousness. Something that we may not realize how, why, when, or where Yehovah will do it, but we can be fully persuaded that Yehovah will do what he has promised. Avraham is considered to be the father of faith. Avraham was even called father before he ever became a father. When things looked hopeless, he believed anyway. He decided not to live on the basis of what he saw he couldn't do, but what he saw Yehovah would do. Therefore, he made a father of many people. We're going to have a big family, Avraham, a father of many nations, 12 nations. Avraham didn't focus on his own impotence. Well, actually, it was 13 nations, wasn't it? And say it's hopelessness. This 100-year-old body could never father a child. Nor did he survey Sarah's decades of infertility and give up. He didn't tiptoe around Yehovah's promise, asking cautiously skeptical questions. He plunged into the promise and became strong and ready for Yehovah, being sure that Yah would make what he good what he said. Not only that, after Sarah died, he married Keturah and went on to have more children. Every believer must have faith in Yehovah. The writer of Messianic Jews, Hebrews, states in chapter 11 and verse 6, "And without trusting, it is impossible to be well-pleasing to Yehovah. Because whoever approaches him must trust that he does exist and that he becomes the rewarder to those who seek him out." And I like this quote from G.J. Stipe because it reminds me of Forrest Gump, another Aspie like myself, who says, "Faith is like a toothbrush. Every man should have one and use it regularly. But he shouldn't try to use somebody else's." Our faith is in Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the word of Yehovah. And because of his sacrificial death, we were given access to the Ruach HaKodesh to tabernacle with us. So let me finish with this last scripture from Messianic Jews. Hebrews 12, verses 1b to 3. "Keep running with endurance and contest set before us, looking away to the initiator and completer of that trusting Yeshua, who, in exchange for obtaining the joy set before him, endured execution on a stake as a criminal, scorning the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of Yehovah. Yes, think about him who endured such hostility against himself from sinners, so that you won't grow tired or become despondent." I was going to have a drink of water. As I said in the beginning, faith is a gift. We have to use it to see miracles happen in life. Can I encourage you to activate your gift daily? Make a decision each day that you will see a miracle happen. It may be as simple as getting a green light instead of being held up at a red one whilst going from A to B in your daily commute. But seek it, and I can assure you, you will receive it. It doesn't matter how small or how big it is. Whatever you need, if you have faith for to believe that Yah will provide it, he will. I know, because I've got a wonderful husband sitting down there. And he told me that he was going to provide that husband for me.
I did.
No, Yah did.